Tuesday, January 21st, 2020. A quorum is present, and we now call the meeting of the Board of Directors for Traverse Central Appraisal District to order. Third item on our agenda is citizens' communication. Do we have any citizens that have signed up for citizens' communication? Moving on to the fourth item on our agenda, the consent agenda. Approval of the minutes of the January 13th, 2020 meeting.
Move approval.
Second.
Motion has been moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion passes. Onto the regular agenda. Discussion and possible action on the 2020 protest season, informal meeting, logistics, and communications plan.
Did you want to take any citizens' communication on this item? Or announce for citizens' communication on this item?
Let me put a motion on the table, so then we can have discussion about it then. I move Traverse Central Appraisal District provide in-person, face-to-face, informal meetings to educate taxpayers, gather information and evidence, and have potential settlement offers reviewed by management for accuracy, consistency, and fairness prior to the settlement offer amount being offered to the property owners under the general guidelines set forth in the 2020 informal meeting and communication plan.
I'll second.
Okay, the motion has been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
I could go over the plan in general,
sure.
Just for the record. So we posted this on our website. In terms of time and location, based on the directives from the last meeting, we put together a plan. Time and location, they'll generally be held here at the TCAD main offices for the informal face-to-face. Monday through Friday during the month of April, and then Monday through Thursday during the month of May. The hours of operation will be 7:45 a.m. to 4:45 p.m., which are general operating hours. In an effort to provide more convenient access for property owners, we'd like to try a pilot program in conjunction with Travis County Community Centers to host off-site informal meetings in the community centers. We've got four community centers that we would suggest, one in Pflugerville, one in Del Valle, one in Oak Hill, one in Jonestown. So we're kind of hitting the four corners of the county and do that on Fridays. It's something that we can message out to the public. Again, part of that will be contingent on which day of the week, based on which days we're able to engage all four centers consistently. So we're hoping for Fridays, but we may need to shift that to another day of the week. But our goal would be to be consistently on that same day for the month of May in those four locations, so property owners can go to something that's a little bit closer to them geographically for their informal meetings. The final day for informal meetings would be Saturday, May 30th at the TCAD main offices from 8 to 4. That would get us a Saturday time and date for informal meetings here at our location where we can handle more capacity. Scheduling and check-in. Generally, we would not be able to schedule, but we would look to do a process so that property owners can reserve their place in line in advance of coming in on a walk-in basis, similar to something that the Department of Motor Vehicles does. We've also been looking at the system that Travis County Tax Office has implemented as an example. Again, our ability to employ that depends on a lot of logistical issues, software, hardware, the ability to configure and implement that. But our goal and our target would be to try to implement something similar to that for property owners to come in and be able to check in. It would be on a first-come, first-served basis. Again, walk-in property owners would need to check in when they arrive so that we know that they're here. Wanting to talk to a property owner, let them check in for up to five properties at a time so that they can do multiples. But also so that we can also service all the people that may walk in without being dominated by any one individual property owner. And then any evidence not previously uploaded in E4 portal, we'll try to capture that as they walk in so that we get it electronically within our database and it's available for the appraiser when they finally sit down and talk with an appraiser. For the meeting procedures, they would be informal face-to-face meetings with a staff appraiser. The appraiser can educate the property owner on the property tax system, exemptions, how the appraised value is determined, most common types of evidence presented, the formal hearing process, answer any other questions that the property owner may have. They may also review and discuss information and evidence presented by the property owner. But the property owner can only have one informal meeting with an appraiser. We just don't have capacity to have multiple meetings on the same property. Appraisal roll corrections for the appraiser. We kind of are looking at this in terms of what we want the appraisers to capture at the time of the meeting. The appraiser may document into our software for consideration by the informal settlement offer reviewer key points and issues made by the property owner or the appraiser, property owner's opinion of value, the appraiser's recommendation, property characteristic corrections. We'd like the appraiser to make any corrections for quantitative items such as building square footage or the existence or non-existence of a fireplace or swimming pool. But for qualitative items, we want those to be also be reviewed by management. So anything about quality of construction, condition, effective age would be reviewed by the informal settlement offer reviewer. But the appraiser can make notes, again, both regarding the property owner's statements and evidence and also their opinion as they're speaking to the property owner. Informal settlement offers, an informal settlement offer that reduces value is not guaranteed. We need to make sure that we state that up front. There's no guarantee that there will be an offer for reduction, but the informal offers will be based on documented evidence. They'll be reviewed for accuracy, fairness, and consistency before it's being made to the property owner. A team of informal settlement offer reviewers will be comprised of managers, team leads, and senior appraisers. The reviewers will examine the property owner and the CAD's evidence and the notes and recommendations from the informal meeting. After analyzing all the available data, they will determine what the settlement offer amount to be provided to the owner is. Informal settlement offers will be provided to the property owners on a rolling basis as soon as possible, with the goal of having all informal settlement offers for the meetings in the prior week available by Friday the following week. Daily walk-in volume, staffing, overtime availability, that may impact our rolling basis, but the goal is to have it no later than that following Friday. We may have it sooner, depending upon staff availability. Multiple offer acceptance options are going to be provided to make the documentation of the owner's acceptance of the informal settlement offer as convenient as possible. At the last meeting, we had talked about potentially if we make an offer, just letting that become the value of the property. But after further review, the requirements that we have under Section 1.11E requires that we provide documentation to prove that we've got the owner's agreement for settlement offer to be valid under 1.11E. So we'll need to do something to get that owner agreement. But we're going to try to leverage the existing e-file portal. So property owners that have already used our e-file portal can continue to use the e-file portal. Some of the advantages of that is, you know, they can upload their evidence in advance of coming to the meeting, which would mean they don't have to wait for the information to be scanned when they arrive at the meeting. Another advantage of that is that they will receive their evidence from the CAD in advance of coming to the meeting when you file your e-file protest. Part of the requirement is to provide you with our evidence, so you'll get that before the informal meeting. And then they will also receive the immediate email notification of the informal settlement offer amount. So as soon as the reviewer determines the amount and puts it into the system, they'll get immediate notification if they're using the portal. Otherwise, they'll get immediate notification on that rolling basis. They can do an email offer acceptance. So we'll create a similar process to that's used online when you go to another site and you've got to verify that your user account is being set up. They send you a verification link. We can do something similar where we send them an email with a link that they can click on to verify that they accept the offer. That's outside of the portal, but it would just be an email address that we would capture when they come in, ask them, how would you like to get your offer? If they say they want to get it by email and they give us the email address, then we can send them that email. They just have to click on a link that says, I accept the offer. We also are looking at doing some sort of phone offer acceptance. Kind of like when you get a new credit card and you've got to call in and authenticate your credit card, we can give them a phone number that they can call into. They give us a phone number so we can verify that it's coming from them and they're the ones accepting their offer. But they can call in just like you would with a credit card and verify, get their offer amount and verify that they would like to accept that offer amount and do that all by the phone. We can do it by mail, so property owners who ask to have their offer mailed to them It can be sent to them by mail, and then they can return it, either coming in person and dropping it off, or they can send it back by postal mail to accept that offer. And so those are all some of the ways that we're looking to make it as easy as possible for property owners to accept their settlement offer. Communication and media outreach. Outreach will be done to local media to announce it. The informal person-to-person meetings will be part of our process. When they can expect to get their notices of appraised value, important deadlines, when the TCATS offices are going to be open, when the community centers will be open and available. We'll also try to use digital infrastructure and develop that to make it easier for people to get their information. This includes the website, Facebook, any other digital outreach that we can do. Digital outreach will occur including organic or paid and influencer digital campaigns, going to the TCAD website to learn more about this year's process, filing the protest online, using the online systems to get in line and reserve their space, the importance of getting here early and taking advantage of the opportunities that we offer, and upcoming deadlines. We can also look at the possibility of sending email reminders to property owners who have received an offer that have not responded, that they still need to make sure that they get that done. And then, of course, in-person outreach to supplement that, lots of town halls, events that we would do in conjunction with neighborhood associations and other organizations that might care to invite us out to educate their citizens and their communities.
Any questions for staff or any?
I do. You're going to have these informational meetings in May, I'm sorry,
April
and May.
Yes.
And one Saturday in May. That's
it. We can add additional Saturdays if we need to.
But there was not in this plan, there isn't.
But if you'd like us to do that, we can add an additional. I'm trying to balance staff workload in overtime and Saturday demands.
So people will get their notices in March?
Notices will go out April 1st.
April 1st. So how much time will people have to come in? Because you're going to start April 1st with your informational meetings. Mm-hmm. So if they go out April 1st and you get it April 8th, 10th, so you really don't have 60 days for informational meetings, correct?
Our notices typically will drop and delivery will happen April 1st. So we actually will close out. It's usually about 3-4 days before when we drop it till they hit the doors.
Right.
So we are locking out and closing out on March 27th. And then we've got the 3 days. And then April 1st, they should start hitting the doors and we'll be available and ready for informal face-to-faces.
Okay, I've reviewed this over the weekend. The one Saturday concerned me.
Mm-hmm.
The when they were getting their notices, the scheduling of the community centers. I don't see one in the southeast, the crescent of the city, southeast and northeast section, and that would include the Manor area. I think it's important to include those areas that it's not high value area, but it's a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I believe Travis County has a community center in Manor, so we can look at adding that.
And there's one in Dove Springs, a big one.
In Dove Springs, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
My other question is, when will the website be updated? And which local media are you going to include?
When you talk about website for information about our practices,
yes.
So as soon as we get the go-ahead that we're moving forward with this plan, we're working on updating our website, so it should be done by the end of the week with what are informal plans, but it'll be further enhanced as we bring more features available, as we get time-specific scheduled with the community centers. That we can go to them, then we'll start putting the information out about the community centers and when those availabilities will be.
And the local media?
In the local media, I think Cynthia will put together a plan for putting out, again, a general press release that we'll have on our website, and then a press release that she'll send out to local media, any media that has previously contacted us, and any others that we can think of. Our goal is to be as informational as possible.
I understand. It's just that you're restrained by time.
Yes.
Very much restrained. That is my biggest concern, is that we're not going to get there. You go to Harris County website, you go to Bexar County website, and their plan for 2020 is there.
Which is why I desperately would like the board to make a decision today so that
understand.
We can move forward.
Okay, thank you.
Any further questions for staff?
I do. Anybody on the outside brought to your attention any concerns about this proposal?
We have had no feedback,
no
comment, no public.
If there's anybody in the audience, if there are concerns, it'd sure be nice to be able to list what they are, and work through them. But if there are no concerns, that's great. I have some other questions. But wow. So, okay. Do you feel like you're going to be able to have the capacity to handle all the informal hearings that may be coming at you?
Yes, yes. Okay. Adding additional off-site locations will spread our staff a little bit thinner at any given location, but we can add it in. So that's not going to be a problem. We think we should have capacity to handle it for this year. Again, our issue is time constraints and being able to get started as soon as possible with the prepping, the planning,
sure.
and the implementation.
Yeah, but we're not going to be turning people away.
Our intention is not to turn people away.
Okay. So when we had informal hearings before, what was our percentage of agreement rate where we were working out agreements?
It was close to 90%.
90%. So I'm just wondering, when we go back to this, are we going to be able to reduce the number of ARB people that we need to go ask for?
It may be, and it's a toss-up. Do you want to reduce the number of ARB people that you request, or reduce the amount of time that it takes you to get through whatever formal hearing volume that we've got? I would recommend going with reducing the amount of time so that we can get certification information to the taxing units as quickly as possible.
So my other question is on the delayed results. Last time when we had informal hearings, we didn't do delayed results, right?
Mm-hmm.
They got kind of immediate gratification. So did that pose a problem? Were there issues with that?
Yeah, we had some issues, some concerns relative to conflict of interest. Staff has been made offers of employment,
right.
for giving special consideration. And in order to address those kind of issues, we have to make sure that we've got oversight happening over the transactions that occur. And the way to give us the opportunity to have that oversight is by giving us time to do oversight.
Have you had any adverse feedback about that part of the proposal?
We have not received any other feedback.
I have one question. I really like the idea of going out to the community centers, and I think the more we can cover is going to serve our constituents well. Will there be someone at headquarters on the day? You know, I know you don't know what days yet for scheduling, but I worry that may be lost in the understanding. Like, people are going to think, I can come to TCAD anytime during these days. So I just hope there will be somebody here that could work with a person that walks in.
We would have limited staff availability here,
mm-hmm.
on site to handle anybody that would walk in.
It's kind of like an emergency thing.
If we are out.
Yeah.
I noticed we use property owners in here a lot of times, but many of them do have agents.
Synonymous.
It's synonymous.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think that might be something we just want to make clear.
Yeah, we just want to make sure that, you know, it's clear that this policy applies to everybody equally.
Correct. Absolutely. And then I think, I appreciate the detail that you guys have gone through with staff to put this together really quickly. I think it helps the audience. It helps us. I really appreciate that. I think on the appraiser's recommendation, we may just put notes, call it notes. I think the decision maker is the reviewer, and so we don't want to impute or set expectations that the person they're meeting with,
mm-hmm.
while they're going to be an advocate for that property owner, they're not making a decision and they don't have the authority. Because I think people, as we transition, it's going to, we're going to have to educate. And I think we have heard from the public about wanting to educate and under people people understand it. So I would ask if we can have, at the beginning of these meetings, have a standard script where people lay out the process, and then also for the receptionist, and as people are calling in, asking about our process, have standard scripts, which I think you've done in the past. I'm just saying this out loud again. And any other FAQs for internal staff about the changes, for ARB so they can understand it, for the community. I think it's all going to be the same, but I think the more we can arm all the stakeholders, the better we'll be in this transition.
And we're exploring the of creating informational videos about the process and how it's going to work that we can post not only on our website, but that we can also play in a loop in the waiting room in the lobbies as they're waiting to come in. That way, their time with the appraiser isn't spent going over a script that they could have gotten while they were waiting in the waiting room. It's actually spent educating and exchanging information and evidence.
Thank
so
you.
We're going to try to do that through video format.
Caption also?
Closed caption, yes. Yeah. In a bilingual version as well.
Let me just review this process so it's clear to everybody. So we're going to allow informal hearings again. Uh-huh. So they'll get their statement sometime in April, and they'll have the ability to go online and file informally. And if they want a face-to-face meeting, we're going to grant them a face-to-face meeting.
Yes.
That face-to-face, we are proposing that we don't schedule them any longer, but they come to the office, one of the offices, satellite offices, and they'll be walk-in only.
Mm-hmm. But we will try to implement a system so that they can reserve space, so that they can get priority when they do walk in.
Okay.
If they
do you think that will
time.
Be in place for this year?
We are going to try very, very hard to get it done, but again, the sooner we can start, the better our opportunity to get it done.
But if they come in and they check in, that is electronic already. Do you think we could, at a minimum, post on our website a queue? Like when we go voting, we can know the number of people waiting in the queue so they can check online before they visit.
Yeah, our intent is to try to put on our website a wait time so
okay.
that they can go to the website and see what the wait time is at our
But there's
our
no
location.
Pre-scheduling? You may or may not be able to get that for this year.
Again, we're going to do our very best to get an opportunity for them to reserve time.
Okay. But it's strictly walk-in only, and we'll try to at least show on our website what the queue length is.
Yes.
At each of the sites. So when they go to the meeting, they can either upload it online beforehand or get it scanned here.
Mm-hmm.
They can review it with an appraiser.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, what can the appraiser give them a settlement offer?
No, not at the time of the informal meeting. All offers will be reviewed by a review team. What the appraiser can do is they can educate them, answer any questions they have, provide them additional evidence or answers that they might have. He will document what their opinion of value is, document any comments, the key notes, things of importance for a reviewer to review.
So strictly review of information, have somebody to communicate with the evidence that they might bring.
Mm-hmm.
And this kind of brings me back to the first point. Sorry I wasn't here, but I'm probably not going to vote for this proposal if we're not going to have the settlement at the time of the meeting. But if we're going to do that, I think we should seriously consider calling this something besides an informal meeting. Informal review, informal consultation meeting. A lot of people have the expectation that we're going to an informal hearing where they will get a settlement. So if we call it something different, like informal consultation meeting, then they know it's just a consult. It's not an expectation that they're going to get a settlement offer.
I would be supportive of that.
Like an informational meeting. It's
yes.
Really what it is.
But call it something different, because a lot of people call it informal hearing, and hearing implies settlement.
I agree with
that.
Do
you favor one of those options over the other that have been provided?
You know, I have consultation. I think that might be better. Informal
like
review kind of sounds similar. So informal consultation meeting?
I like that.
Does that sound?
That's fine with us.
Bruce, is that
accept it as a friendly?
Yeah, I suppose I'm having a little bit of difficulty understanding why this is such an issue. Because if, in fact, there's information ahead of time about what the process is and how it's all going to work, and the word hearing itself, to me at least, has never connoted that the decision is going to be made. As Tom was pointing out last time, you know, a judge may make a decision right then, may do it later. You know, there's nothing specifically about the hearing per se, I think, that would mean that person would assume a decision was being made on the spot. So I suppose I don't care greatly one way or the other, but I don't see this as a particular issue that
we would. It's schematic, but I think it'll go a long way in communicating. I think we need to communicate a simple message that it's an informal consultation, and people know consultation just means they're getting advice and no expectation of a settlement offer. Although we're going to try to get one within a week, it sounds like, which is good.
Tom, did you have a comment?
Yeah, what worries me about using the word consultation is I think a lot of people are going to walk in without any evidence. And if we're going to do this process to provide the evidence to adjust the appraisal districts, we have to convey that they need to come prepared.
Okay. Informal review meeting? And review implies they're reviewing something, so they should come with something.
Yeah, I think an informal review is fine, you know, as long as okay. We can convey to them that they need to be prepared.
And I wanted to ask you about multiple offer acceptance options may be provided to make documentation. So how does that work? If they come in for the review, they provide the evidence, we're going to provide a settlement offer within a week, let's say. How does multiple offers come into that? How does that work out?
So we're going to give them multiple options. So when they check in, we'll ask them, you know, your offer will come at a later date. How would you like to receive your offer? And they can choose to do it through the portal. They can do it by email.
Oh, okay.
They can do it by regular mail, or they can.
So
do
it's not
by
multiple
phone.
Offers on their.
We're not making. It's giving them.
It's how to get their feedback.
We're giving them different ways that they can receive that to try to make it as convenient as possible.
Okay. So if we make an offer on a value and they decline, whether it's email, online, or in writing, is that case closed?
It gets set for a formal hearing.
All right. They go to the ARB. Mm-hmm. All right. So we wouldn't go back and forth and say, oh, we'll split the difference and go.
No,
okay.
No.
We make one offer, they either take it or not.
Yeah, so if they fail to respond or they decline, then they'll get a formal hearing. If they accept, then we will process that and close the case.
So failure to respond, they'll just go back to what it was, it goes to ARB.
And they go
we're
to
not
the
going
formal
to set
hearing.
It.
Yeah.
What's the process if they e-file and they receive like no change, but then they decide, oh, I want it face-to-face, can they do that?
Yeah, if they e-file, they're gonna get our evidence. We're gonna give them an opportunity to come in if they wanna come in and make an offer. And you know, they can come and talk to somebody. If they provide additional evidence and the reviewers determine that it's substantial enough to warrant a recommendation for a change, we'll make the recommendation for a change.
But after 5 days?
Yes.
Any other discussion?
I have a question for Anthony. You expressed some concern, you may not vote for this, and the concern was around the not getting an immediate result. And I kind of wanted to flesh that out and see how concerned you were about that. And why?
Yeah, you missed the discussion last meeting.
Yeah.
The taxpayer liaison did, we asked him how people would feel about not getting settlement, and he said they wouldn't like it. And we have heard from mostly tax agents that having a informal meeting without settlement is problematic for them. So in the past, we've always had a process where, yes, you can meet it would provide a settlement, and you would know at that time what it is. And to wait, I think, is inefficient and not to the expectation that most people have because of our past practices. So I think communication is key to telling them, you know, if we change the name, informal review meeting, then they know it's review, but they're not going to get some. But I really don't think that's what we should be doing. I mean, these are appraised, certified appraisers that we have. We should allow them to do their jobs. They have code of ethics that they have to stand by, and we should trust them to do this. We're trying to tackle this conflict of interest problem that I recognize is a problem with some of our agents, but we gotta trust that the appraisers are doing their jobs, and there's always gonna be conflicts of interest. You know, I know my company struggles to try to keep new people. Maybe we have to pay them more to keep them competitive.
It's not only just the offers, it's also the intimidation. That was another of the issues that was brought up.
I'm sorry, can you speak up?
It wasn't only offers, it was also being intimidated and also appraiser shopping. So there were various issues, not only one. And these recommendations are coming from the appraisers. So it's what they would want. I mean, we are trusting them. They are the ones who came up with the recommendations.
Well, I think she's asking the board for this. In the original proposal, she was going to allow the appraisers to make adjustments with some reviews for certain cases if they didn't have evidence. So I just think it's going to be problematic, and we're going to have a lot of upset property owners when the system kind of gets bogged down. This is 5 pages of a lot of stuff here, and it's more complicated. I think the previous system worked fine. There was conflict, but I think those are internal management issues that our management team should be able to deal with their staff. And I just don't think that we should be micromanaging this to the level that we are.
The more I listen to this, the more this parallels the requirement to go to mediation before trial. Really what we're doing is trying to get a settlement conference together and settle it before we go to a formal hearing. So if we can convey that that's people, this is your chance to sit down with an appraiser, present your evidence, and try to convince the staff that they ought to lower the value. I think that'll get us there.
And there, you know, you have crafted two proposals, this one and then the previous one. Did, as you've been working through this, did staff in the organization have any feedback about which they felt made sense?
They have a preference for this proposal. It is the cleanest that we have. It ensures that everybody gets treated same and equally, so you don't have to worry about accusations flying about one person getting preferential or better treatment than somebody else. Everybody is treated the same. It is consistent. It is fair.
I think that's what I like about the proposal most, is that it's consistent throughout everybody that's in the protest process. I also like the outreach to the different regions of the county, and I like the wait time functions. I heard that as a large complaint from last year's process, and so I think we're doing what we can to address that in this proposal.
One more comment. Utilize us as members for outreach. If you need for any of us to go to any of the meetings to be present, especially with whatever area you live in, that you know the folks there, I think that we need to go.
Absolutely.
It's a great idea.
Just one last thing. This informal process is unique in all of Texas, as far as you know. Not having settlement offers at the time of informal face-to-face.
I can't speak for all other appraisal districts in the state. I've only worked at this one.
I think it's true. I did look them up this weekend. Yeah. They all have informal.
Any further discussion? Motion has been moved and seconded. Take a vote now. All those in favor of the proposal as laid out by Bruce?
Are we changing the name? Is that part of?
I have not accepted that as a friendly amendment, no.
Oh.
All those in favor?
What is he calling it?
Informal meeting.
Informal meeting.
That's fine.
Informational meeting.
Tom, you had said that it paralleled the settlement conference.
Well, mediation, you know, that the district judges finally decided that they require every case be mediated before tried.
And I don't want to go that far, but what if we were to call it a conference, an informal conference?
That's fine. I don't have any problems with that.
Does that
gets us there.
I would accept that.
So you accept that change to your motion?
It's a friendly suggestion.
Or informal conference? I have a hard time with anything informal. It is not an informal. It's going to be an information meeting.
But I don't know.
Yeah, you're going to present information for. You're not going to be. It's not an informal.
Well, a conference doesn't imply anything other than meeting.
I'm just trying to get across that we're trying to reach some level of settlement without calling it.
Right, exactly.
Because there's process that could be exchanged, just like a true informational exchange of how the process is going to work. So we can't say it's on one end of the spectrum or the other. So conference is kind of an all-encompassing word that was brought up over the course of the discussion that I thought might
cover it.
Yeah, I mean, you may add the words with staff if you want to, but I think it is. Formal conference.
Okay. So let's take a vote. All those in favor of the proposal as spelled out?
Aye.
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 For the informal conference, right?
Informal conference. All those opposed?
No.
Motion passes. The next item on the agenda is discussion of possible future agenda items. Does anyone have any that they would like to recommend for our next meeting?
I might. Did we have was the website down recently?
There was a issue with the co-locating vendor, ISP, that they got it back up, but it was down for about 2 hours.
Okay, but that wasn't related to the earlier.
No. It was technical hardware issues on their side.
I just like to see an update of, you know, where we are in implementing this and, you know, follow up on some of the things like the, are we going to have the phone, you know, request a time and, you know, just see the more detail as staff is working this out. That's what I'd be interested in. But
maybe to include that in the appraiser's report.
Chief can do that,
yeah. Anything else?
I read a news article about the exemptions on Lake Austin with these properties that the city of Austin has. You made a comment about them. Can we have a discussion about that? What I find intriguing is, I think your comment was, you can just look them up. You had to look them up one by one. And as a computer guy, I'm thinking, can't you just look up the special exemptions? I don't know why that's so hard.
We can put this on an agenda to have a discussion on that in the next meeting.
Any other items? Hearing none.
Do we want to schedule the date?
Yeah. Will we need a meeting in February?
Yeah, we'll probably need a meeting maybe mid to late February. Or maybe early March. We've got our annual conference at the end of February, so I've got availability the week of the 17th, but the 17th is a holiday, so we can do the 18th or the 19th. The ARB training is actually the 11th and 12th of February.
I'm out the week of the 17th.
Yeah.
I have a commitment on the 18th.
I'm gone. I'm out of the country that week.
Okay.
I'll be out of the country too.
About the week of the 10th.
Look at March. February 10th?
I'm gone.
Is that week any better?
That's good for me.
10th works for me as well.
Yeah.
Nope. Okay. Let's look at March.
Okay. Early March, I hope.
Early March.
Early, yeah.
So we're looking at something week of the 2nd.
The 2nd would be good.
The 2nd?
That's fine.
How about the 9th?
Yeah, don't worry about me. I'm only one person.
Okay.
Eight others.
The 9th is my birthday, but I can be here.
I see.
I want a cake.
We could do cake.
It's Independence Day.
The 2nd's Independence Day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about the 3rd?
What kind of Texans are y'all?
Not very close.
What about Tuesday the 3rd?
Election day, primary day.
Does anyone else have a concern about this is all happening in April 1st and we're not going to have another board meeting until like right up on it?
I am.
Like I'm concerned about that.
Concerned.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So I would like to revisit having it earlier, even perhaps if some people are missing, rather than not have any momentum or direction behind this.
I agree, Teresa.
Who's available the week of the 10th?
February 10th?
Who's not available?
February 10th?
February?
Yes, February.
February 10th.
We have comptroller ARB training on the 11th and 12th. But otherwise, that week is good.
We could do the 10th.
And Tom, you're out the 7th. The week of the 7th.
No,
I'm out on the 7th.
I can come back. No, don't worry about me.
I think we have to, if we have a quorum, I think we have to do it earlier.
Absolutely. So I'm hearing February 10th. That works right.
10th or the 19th?
No, the 10th.
I think the 19th was for the 17th.
Yeah, the
19th.
Was
worse.
I can do the 19th.
Yeah, we'll do the 19th of February. Does that work?
Yeah.
No.
No.
I think it more. Who's out on the 19th of February? Just one.
I think I'll come back on the 18th.
Yeah, I think we should do. Just go for the 19th.
The 19th.
By the 18th. Can you come back on the 18th?
What is the day of the week are these?
Tuesday. The 18th, Wednesday the 19th.
Yeah, I'm going to be out on Tuesday. I'll be flying on that day.
So you can be here on the 19th?
Yeah.
I have a commitment on the 18th as well, but I can be here on the 19th.
Okay.
Let's do the 19th.
Okay, we'll do the 19th and 11:30 on the 19th. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Board of Directors at Travis Central Appraisal District stand adjourned at 12:12. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.